Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling something that frustrates so many marketers. You post an Instagram reel, get a few views in the first hour, and then nothing. It just dies. So why does that happen? And more importantly, what can you actually do about it after you've already hit publish?
Yeah, it's one of the most common questions I hear. And the answer really comes down to how Instagram tests content. Most reels stop getting views within hours of posting because Instagram shows them to a small audience first. If that early engagement is strong, the platform keeps distributing it. If not, it basically stops. Though I should mention, some reels can gain momentum days later if they're rediscovered or align with a trending sound.
So it's like a trial run. Instagram's saying, let's see if people care about this. And if they don't engage quickly, the reel gets buried.
Exactly, and that's why the first few hours are so critical. You need to actively work to generate engagement signals during that window.
Okay, so let's talk tactics. What should someone do right after posting to keep that momentum going?
First thing, engage with comments immediately. I mean, the moment they start coming in, you respond. And don't settle for a quick thanks. Write thoughtful replies that encourage further conversation. Instagram interprets that back and forth as high-quality engagement, which signals your content is generating real interactions.
Right. So you're creating a conversation loop that tells the algorithm, hey, people actually care about this.
Exactly. Another tactic is sharing your reel to stories immediately after posting. But here's the key. Don't just repost it. Add interactive stickers like polls or question boxes. Those elements drive early engagement and direct your warm audience straight to the reel.
Interesting. So you're using stories as a launchpad to get your existing followers to engage, which then boosts the reel's performance in the algorithm.
Yeah, and there's one more thing people overlook. Pinning top-performing reels to your profile. It extends their visibility because anyone who visits your profile sees that content first. Especially useful for reels that already showed strong engagement but have plateaued.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. So you're giving older content a second life by keeping it front and center.
Absolutely. And if you want to get really strategic, you can re-edit a well-performing reel with new trending audio and a fresh hook. This can help it gain renewed visibility and potentially trigger another distribution wave, provided it's significantly altered to feel like a distinct piece of content and avoid being flagged as duplicate.
Wait, so you're essentially creating a new version of the same idea, but with different elements?
Right. You need to make it different enough that Instagram doesn't flag it. Change the hook, add new text overlays, update the caption. The goal is to make it feel like a distinct piece while keeping the core message. I actually tried this with a client's reel last month. We swapped the audio, updated the opening line, and it got picked up again like it was brand new.
That's smart. So these engagement signals really drive Instagram's distribution. That point sets up our next piece, understanding what metrics actually matter. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're tired of chasing views on a single platform, there's a smarter way to build organic traffic. Amplifier's AmpCast AI converts one topic into multiple content formats and distributes them across numerous platforms, aiming to provide multi-channel credibility. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on those engagement signals, what metrics should marketers actually be watching to know if their reels are performing?
Great question. A lot of people obsess over views, but Instagram's algorithm prioritizes watch time and completion rate. A shorter reel that people finish doesn't automatically outperform a longer one with significant total watch time.
So the focus needs to be on keeping people there, not merely getting them to click.
Exactly. And another huge indicator is the percentage of views from non-followers. If that number is high, it tells Instagram your content has broad appeal, which can lead to wider distribution.
Right, that makes sense.
Then there are saves and DM shares. Those carry way more algorithmic weight than likes because they signal that someone found your content valuable enough to take action. Instagram sees that as a strong endorsement.
So if someone's saving your reel or sending it to a friend, that's a much stronger signal than just double tapping. Have you thought about which of your reels are actually driving those saves?
Definitely, and this is where short-form content really shines as a marketing vector. It's cost-effective, fast to produce, and has massive reach potential. But here's the thing. Relying on a single platform is risky.
How so?
Because algorithms change. What works today might not work tomorrow. That's why building a content ecosystem across multiple channels is so important. When your brand shows up on YouTube, Spotify, Google News, and Instagram at the same time, you're not at the mercy of one platform's rules. You're spreading the risk, basically, or spreading the opportunity, depending on how you look at it.
So instead of putting all your eggs in the Instagram basket, you're spreading your content across different touch points where your audience is already looking.
Exactly. And when people see your brand in multiple places, it builds credibility faster. Think of it like compound interest for your organic traffic. Each piece of content reinforces the others. Or to put it another way, every piece you publish amplifies the impact of everything else you've already created.
That's such a smart way to think about it. Let me ask you this. For agencies working with clients, how do you convince them that this multi-channel approach is worth the investment?
I tell them to look at real examples. Multi-channel content distribution can significantly increase organic traffic. There was a client who saw their organic traffic triple within 3 months after adopting a multi-platform strategy. They weren't working harder, they were just working smarter.
That's powerful. So to everyone listening, if you're only focusing on one platform, you're leaving a lot of growth on the table. And honestly, algorithm updates can feel like the rug gets pulled out from under you every few months, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen brands panic when Instagram tweaks something. But if you've got content everywhere, one change doesn't sink you.
Love that. So we've established that boosting views after posting comes down to early engagement tactics and understanding the right metrics. But the bigger picture is building a content ecosystem that doesn't rely on any single platform. Have you started thinking about how your content could work harder for you across multiple channels?
Yeah, and I'd add one more thing. Consistency matters. These strategies work, but only if you're applying them regularly. One reel won't change everything, but a steady stream of optimized content across platforms? That's how you build real momentum.
Perfect place to wrap. Thanks so much for breaking this down. Really practical stuff that agencies can start using today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.